Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with Monty Walden. My guest today is Jeanette Servidio, and you're the CEO of Campo Alle Comete, which is a winery in the Bolgheri region on the Tuscan coast.
Quite new project. Campo Alle Comete means field of comets, and we found this very nice and evocative name for the winery in history books in Bolgheri, and it was so nice sounding that we decided to take this name for the winery.
You talk about the field of comets.
Yes.
So when you talk about medieval literature, it was a place that you could see comets from, or comets landed there, or?
We presume that something fall down from the heaven at a certain point.
Okay.
It's an ancient toponym of the region, which you cannot find any longer on the maps, but in the history books.
So a toponym just means a name with a... The toponym is a place or an area with a special historical name, and they are strictly controlled in Italy. If you're going to use the name of a place, it has to be registered on the Catastro, which is the land registry, and obviously in this case it is, so you are allowed to use the name. So now, who owns the winery? Is it you?
It's not me. The property is Feudi di San Gregorio, the Capaldo family from Campania, and effectively it's the very first southern winery investing in the north.
So normally it's the other way around, isn't it? It's normally the Tuscans with lots of money.
Absolutely.
Italy's the world's oldest bank, and they go down and they buy lots of, go down to Sicily and Campania and places like that.
Right.
This time the tables are turned.
I turned around this because Feudi di San Gregorio, producing mainly white wines in Campania, they were looking for several years in order to buy something in an important red wine region. And so when this project came up in Bolgheri, Antonio Capaldo was very, very proud to buy this winery.
So that was in 2016?
2016 in February, and it was an existing winery from the family Guicciardini Strozzi, who
have vineyards in San Gimignano, yeah?
Yes, right, in San Gimignano, and they made the investment in Bolgheri at the beginning of the 90s. Effectively, the vineyards have been planted between 93 and 2007.
So you've got nice mature vines?
Yes, absolutely. Everything is in full production, so we are very lucky, because besides these 15 hectares which have been planted in former times, we have also a completely good working, functional wine cellar facility, and so from the beginning we were able to start with the production.
So what have you changed since then?
We changed first the outfit of the winery, because Guicciardini Strozzi built up the wine cellar, but they didn't have the financial opportunity in order to give a nice outfit. So the outfit is very close to the image of Feudi di San Gregorio, with a lot of corten.
Corten, what's that?
Corten is iron, which is has a color of ruggine.
Rusty color.
Rusty, yes.
But you do it for the fermentation tanks, no?
No, the fermentation tanks, we had already everything in steel tanks.
So you're talking about the external?
External,
okay.
Yes, right. And we completely renewed the villa, where we can host people in order to make tastings, lunches, and so on. And then, obviously, also the vineyard management, we involved a new technical, a new enologist and agronomist who is taking care of our winery.
What have been the main changes in the vineyard in terms of pruning or ploughing or? Just general management, any big changes? Did you take out any vineyards as well? Were there any vineyards that weren't on the right rootstock that you replanted, or?
We haven't replanted right now. There is a project to pull out 3 hectares of Merlot in order to plant it in a different area where we are renting right now, in a higher place.
Cooler area.
Very good area. And replanting then in this place where the Merlot is right now, some whites, like the Vermentino. And we already changed the destination of Alicante, which is not very interesting for myself and for my idea of the wines of Bolgheri. We changed it into Cabernet Sauvignon.
So when you say Alicante, do you mean Alicante Boucher the Tinturier, or do you mean Alicante, the old name for Grenache?
No, Alicante, the first one.
The Tinturier, the red, the grape that produces rather than the clean pulp, a red pulp.
Yes.
And you're replanting the Alicante with?
No, we...
What will you replace it with?
Yes, we replace it with Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay. So, you know, when we think Bulgari, we think it's a little bit of Bordeaux almost on the Tuscan coast. Is that right?
Bulgari is called the so-called mid-doc of Italy. And here, effectively, the best growing grape varietals are the Bordeaux grape varietals.
Why do they succeed then? What makes it special?
The soil conditions are very, very similar to Bordeaux, but not so distinctive, separated like in Bordeaux. In Bordeaux, we have the left hand, the left bank of the river and the right bank of the river.
So left bank mainly Cabernet, right bank mainly Merlot.
Yes, right. And in Bulgari, we have the same or very similar soil conditions, which are split all over the territory. And effectively, in Cisa della Rocchetta, when he married into this territory in during the Second World War.
Sassicaia family.
Yes, Sassicaia family. You are very well prepared. He saw the very similar condition and introduced for the first time in 1944 the Cabernet in Bulgari. And nowadays, for the disciplinary of Bulgari, the three main grape varietals are Cabernet Sauvignon, where we have 40% of the whole territory planted with. Then we have Merlot and we have Cabernet Franc.
So the next question, obviously the Tuscan coast is, that part of the Tuscan coast is touristy, but it does tend to attract tourists that are well-to-do, shall we say, that like fine dining and they like fine wine. When Fiudi di San Gregorio decided to buy this, was there one eye on also making this a destination for tourists? Do you have like a fancy restaurant? Could people come and buy the wine direct? Do they get a cellar tour? Do they get a five-star treatment, you know, massage? No, I'm joking. I mean, is that what the idea was?
The idea was for sure to have something in a very, very important wine region like Bulgari, where everybody nowadays would like to be.
It's a blue chip. When you say, yeah, it's an exclusive region. Yeah.
It's a very exclusive region, and very important winemakers like Angelo Gaia came into, Allegrini, and a lot of other producers from all over Italy. So for Fiudi di San Gregorio, it was a place and it was a potential. Obviously, we are doing also, we have a wine shop in our winery. Unfortunately, actually, we don't have rooms in order to host people, but we are... Our doors are open in order that everybody can come in with an appointment. Then we take a lot of time in order to feel people comfortable and to learn about Bulgari. Without an appointment, you can stop by in any case 6 days a week in order to taste our wines at a wine shop and to make a brief cellar tour inside the winery and buy also some wines if you like them.
So what is the communication like in Bulgari? Because I spent a lot of time in Brunello land in Montalcino, and there are about 250 producers, so it's quite a big herd of animals that you have to corral every day into the barn to try and get them together to talk, which isn't always easy. In Bulgari, it's a little bit, it's even more exclusive, we could say, and you've got a smaller herd. How well do you guys get on with each other? I mean, obviously you're promoting it as a five-star area, luxury accommodation, five-star dining, premium price, super premium price wines in the main. How do you make sure everybody's on the same page?
Bulgari is too expensive and too small in order not to be on the same page. So effectively, we are 50 producers on the territory. Of these 50 producers, 40 are in the consortium of Bulgari, and we are working really very, very close together in order that everybody is keeping very high the quality standard and the image of Bulgari, because the whole planted vineyards are 1,300 hectares.
It's quite small.
Very small. It's half of Brunello area. And so we are promoting Bulgari all together because we are neighbors, we are friends, we are not competitors, because everybody has their own personal style and their own personal soil condition and terroir. So we really don't feel competitors. So we are very friendly each other in order to figure out and to work out Bulgari, because effectively, Bulgari is not so well known, even if the most well-known wines of Italy are coming from Bulgari, like Ornellaia and Sassicaia, which made Italian wines well-known all over the world.
Yeah, it gave them a stamp on the international market, didn't it? Of super premiumization and aspirational red wines, which kind of pulled other regions into the, I'm not saying the 20th century, but pulled other Italian regions to aspire to reach those heights, yeah?
Absolutely, yes. Mm. And to make Italian wine known as quality wines on the international market. Based on the quality we can have in Bolgheri, obviously then other producers came in and would like to be on this territory in order to show what can be done here.
Okay, final question, just the main market. I mean, well, how much do you sell from the winery? If I drive in and make an appointment, can I buy from the winery? So roughly what percentage of sales are direct from the winery?
You know, actually it's quite small because we started only a year ago in order to market our wines, but I think in the future, because Bolgheri is very attractive and the tourism is high level tourism, we can sell up to 10% of our production inside the winery. This is a very realistic preview. Actually, obviously, we have to work in order to arrive to this.
Yeah, I mean, 10% doesn't sound a lot, but it is actually quite high for direct sales for the winery. In
Europe,
this level.
In Italy, yes, because you know, in America or in other countries, in Australia, the distribution is completely different. So maybe for in America, you can also sell 50% of your production in the winery, but in Italy, 10% is quite a good number of sales, because you know we are having more than 100 sales reps in Italy, mm-hmm. selling our wines directly to restaurants and shops. So these are obviously very strong on the market.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned California. One of my early jobs in wine was working for California Wine. I was the little guy in the wine shop, and on Saturdays, you know, we had obviously Americans mainly would come in and ask to taste the wine. So I got a good experience of working in a winery wine shop. And it's what I did learn is the wines that I often like, people wouldn't like, but the ones I didn't like so much, they would buy. So what it taught me was everybody's taste is different, and nobody's taste is right.
Yes.
If you like it.
I absolutely agree with
you. Do you think I get a job? Well, I need to smarten up a bit. I'm a bit scruffy today.
You have our colour, so I think...
The blue, yeah. But no jeans, I guess, yeah? No.
It's not necessary.
Tie?
No.
Oh, okay.
We are not so formal. You know, wine business in the meantime is not any longer a business only for high level and only occasional drinking. It's everyday drinking, and so enjoying, and it makes the day becoming more beautiful and more interesting. So Thai and so on is not any longer necessary in the wine business.
Okay, well, I'll stick an application in the post to you, seeing as you're the CEO of Campo Alicante. Comete Jeanette Servidio, which is a lovely French-Italian mix.
It's a lovely French-Italian mix in the name, but in reality it's a lovely German-Italian mix, because my mother is German, my father is Italian.
Okay. All right, Jeanette, thanks very much for telling us about Campo Alicomete, and in particular about what's going on in Bolgheri right now. New project, I think a very exciting project. Antonio Caldo is a very dynamic young man, and you're going to do some great stuff. Both for your company in particular and Italian wine in general, I guess, because you make a lot of noise, but the noise that you make is always nice to listen to.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. Our project for sure is ambitious, and we will for sure be a new upcoming star in the Tuscan and
Bulgaria. Upcoming star, the comet, we got it. That's the synchronicity that we're getting in the idea. That's fantastic. You know, that's great. If they fire you, could write scripts for movies or something like that. You'd be great. It'd be fantastic.
Good.
Just want to say thanks very much again to Jeanette Servidio, CEO of Campo Alicomete in Bolgheri on the Tuscan coast. Great to talk to you. Very, very entertaining. And I look forward to seeing you in the Maremma.
In the Maremma. You and everybody else who would like to...
I wouldn't invite the crew here. They'd be drinking. They'd empty the whole wine shop and the cellar within about 3 seconds.
Okay. Then only you.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.